You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Norris baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. He was there at the formation of the Colorado Rockies 2 years before they hit the field for their first game. He gave future Hall of Fame manager Bruce Bochy his first job as skipper, and he stole Trevor Hoffman from the Marlins. But most importantly, he was in the front office of the Beaumont Golden Gators of the Texas League. All of that and more as the general manager of the San Diego Padres and Detroit has led to his new position as a special advisor to the general manager and MLB scouting director for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in Japan. Speaking to us, fortunately in English, his first language is Randy Smith. Great to have you on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball, Randy. Congratulations on the new gig.
Well, thanks, Ed. It's exciting. It's a great time to be with the Fighters. I mean, they're coming off the Japan Series Championship. Obviously, got one of the most exciting players in baseball in Ohtani, so should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, tell us about him. He's gotten some ink on this side of the pond.
Well, I think people over here are gonna hear a lot more about him in the near future. I mean, this kid's he's a rare talent at 22, two-way guy. He was a pitcher that has hit triple digits. Won the award as the best pitcher over there, and also is the best DH. So, he's got tremendous power from the left side as a hitter, and then a great arm with four pitches from the right side. So, not too many two-way guys with his ability.
Boy, sounds like Babe Ruth has come back from the dead.
Well, you hate to put that comparison on anybody, but that's kind of what does pop in your mind when you think about him. And most people think he's getting a little bit better. As a pitcher, but certainly the numbers he's put up as a hitter over there make it interesting and intriguing. And at 22, he's probably going to do nothing but get better.
What do you see as his future? What do you think, on the mound or off?
Well, I haven't seen as much of him as I'd like, but just look at him. I give him an opportunity to do both, and figure out a way to take advantage of both his skills, and I think that sorts itself out. I mean, obviously, hitting here is in the major league level is a little bit different than projecting pitchers to pitch here. I mean, there's just so much more that goes into it with the velocity here and all the arms you have at the major league baseball. So I think that's a little bit more of an unknown than the pitching side of it, where the stuff is definitely going to play. So I think you give them an opportunity to see how they both turn out.
You and I are talking here about a choice about whether he stays on the mound or he goes or he plays every day. If he's able to make, assuming he comes to Major League Baseball and makes the transition and is able to play at such a high level, is there a place, Randy, for a guy like that who could do both?
Well, I think that if you've got the ability to do it, I think teams are smart enough to figure out a way to deploy you to take advantage of both skills. In Japan with the Fighters, he pitches and then he DHs. He does not play a position to save his arm, but he's an outfielder by trade. So I think if he comes to the big leagues, I think it's going to be up to the team that's fortunate enough to get him.
I want to talk about Japan, but we would be remiss if we did not talk about your time with the Beaumont Golden Gators. Tell me, and I say this having spent 7 years in the minor leagues myself, tell me what car you were driving, what the pay was, and what were your duties?
Truthfully, I cannot remember what car I was driving, but I think the pay was roughly, $600 or $700 a month.
I mean, wow. It
was
like the players.
Yeah, and I was actually an intern and did a little bit of everything, but oversaw the souvenir stand and ran that. Did programs, and of course in Beaumont, where in the summertime it rains about every day. Pulled the tarp when the tarp needed to be pulled.
I was so just going to ask you if you pulled tarp. Good for you.
Yeah, it was the old one piece tarp. No, it was a two. Yeah, it was two piece tarp, and it was that thing would get heavy, and it would get smelly. I mean, it's the worst smell you'd ever have after rolling it up wet and letting it sit there in the Texas heat, and then unrolling it nothing smelled worse than that.
I bet not. But eventually you make your way to the major leagues with the San Diego Padres, and you make this trade for this failed shortstop named Trevor Hoffman, which goes down, Randy, and I'm not just saying this because you're on with me, as one of the greatest steals in the history of Major League Baseball.
Well, it certainly didn't. When that was not the reaction when we first made the trade. it was in '93 during the fire sale, and when I just come back from the Rockies in early June, and within 2 weeks, I was given the task to dump salary. I had to move Sheffield and McGriff in the infamous fire sale, but we were able to come out of the Sheffield deal with Hoffy, and hopefully, if he can get a couple more ballots to go his way, he'll be a Hall of Famer this year. But if not, it's going to be in the near future. And not only is he a great talent, he's an unbelievable person. And, it's been a pleasure to be associated with him over the years.
One of the best ever. I agree with you. And a surefire Hall of Famer. You mentioned Colorado. How did that come about, going there well before they took the field? You were there in 91. They didn't play their first game under Donnie Baylor till 93.
That was sort of the most enjoyable time I had in baseball. I was the scouting director in San Diego. Bob Gebhardt became the general manager, coming over from the Twins to run the Rockies. And they were putting the staff together. He asked me to board as the general manager, and it was a great honor and a lot of fun. Primarily, the first 2 years we started with nothing. We had had put a scouting staff together. We had to prepare for the expansion draft. All the other little things that you have to do, amateur draft, which is not little, but just. So the fun stuff, but the amateur or the expansion draft was really enjoyable. A lot of work, a lot of long hours, a lot of laughs, and we were pretty successful. I think we're the Rockies are the only expansion team to have every player they picked in the expansion draft play in the major leagues.
Wow!
So that's that was a great time, and it certainly sped up the process for me being ready to be a GM or to become a GM. Just spending that time learning all the players before the expansion draft helped me when I went back to San Diego as a GM. And, that's where I kind of, started following Hoffman, was in preparation for the expansion draft. And guys like Osmus and Ashby, who I later acquired in San Diego, were guys I got to know in Colorado.
And I think in the minds of a lot, we're with Randy Smith, I think a lot of people think, well, he goes to Colorado a couple of years before they put their feet up on the desk, but you got to build a farm system, you got to build a scouting organization. There's a lot that's going on long before you take the field.
Basically, you go there and you have no scouting reports, much less a scout. So you've got to put together scouting reports, expense reports, a grading scale, a computerized system, and then, go out and hire scouts and, get put together a great organization. And as I said, it was a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun and just so many laughs. Pat Doherty, the scouting director, Pat and Geb and I all lived together initially in downtown Denver, just because of the hours we were working before the families came and joined them. So it was a it was quite an experience, and one I'll never forget.
And then you go back to the Padres and hire Bruce Bochy. What about him attracted you and gave you the thought, this guy could continue his career after having concluded his playing days as a manager and be a successful manager?
Well, after Bochy was finished up his playing career, the Padres with Jack McKean and Tom Romanesco had thought he might make a good manager. I was a scouting director at the time, and Bochy was going to manage the rookie league team. And I had known Bruce as a player and everything else. And I remember sitting in there for the draft, and Bochy in his deadpan way, he goes, "Hey, Smitty, don't screw up the draft and ruin my career," or something like that. And so Bochy goes out. He won the championship in the Northwest League. Got promoted to the Cal League, won a championship there, went to the Texas League and had success there. And, I just watched him manage, watched him deal with people and with players. And the year I was scouting for the expansion draft of the Rockies, I actually spent about 2 weeks with Boach. I had the Padres, the Dodgers, and I can't remember who my third organization I had. But anyhow, I had three organizations, but I ended up back then the Texas League played five-game series, so I saw all three of my teams in a row, and I just happened to stick with the Padres double A team. And Boach and I talked a lot, and I remember telling him, "No, I ever become a general manager, the guy I want to be the manager." And it came to truth, or came to being faster than we expected.
Mm. And looking back now, where hindsight is 20/20, perhaps Sandy Alderson made a mistake as general manager of the Padres by letting him go up the coast.
Well, I mean, Boach just did a great job in San Diego. He's done a fantastic job with the Giants. I think he's certainly looks like a Hall of Fame manager at this point. And, his ability, as I said earlier, to deal with people and know when to pat you on the back or kick you in the butt, it's something that was, he has a great knack and great feel for that. Uses his humor to his advantage. Just so many things that he does so well in dealing with people, and obviously he's a great handler of pitching staff. Sometimes we get tired of all the pitching changes he's been making here in recent years, but he knows how to handle a staff. He knows how to push the right buttons.
Mm. Randy Smith is with us. He's the new special advisor to the general manager and the MLB scouting director for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in Japan. You had three stints with the Padres. You had left to go to the Detroit Tigers and came back to the Padres. Three stints with the Padres, 25 years with them. You did everything that there is to do in baseball operations. You were director of player development. You were director of scouting. You were director of professional scouting. You were assistant general manager. Nippon's getting five guys for the price of one.
Well, I feel fortunate to go to work for a good organization, and they're at the top of their game. I mean, as I said, they won the Japan Series last year. They've got good young talent. They're an organization that on the cutting edge and wants to do new and different things and continue to look for ways to get better. And I've known their general manager Yoshi Yoshimura for about 20 years. And actually helped put together a working agreement between the Padres and the Fighters, I think back in 07. But I'm excited about doing it. It's something I haven't done. I get to see firsthand how a Japanese club operates, and hopefully it just provides a little bit more depth to the resume, and I can continue to learn and help them with the experience that I have.
You talk about the general manager of Nippon, and when you took your first general manager's job, you were just 29 years old, making you the youngest general manager ever in Major League history. And now, Randy, the job is just so complex with a phalanx of guys. The Los Angeles Dodgers have seven guys in the front office who were at that level. It's amazingly complex now from when you got started.
Well, I just think the game continues to grow globally. The international stuff is way different than it was when I first took over. The resources you have available to where you can dedicate people to amateur scouting, dedicate people to professional scouting or international scouting. I mean, those were options we didn't have before. And there's so much more information available. And with computers and all the information that's on the internet and the analytical stuff, I mean, there's just so much more to do. I mean, when I became a general manager in 93, I had a scouting director, a farm director who served as both the farm director and assistant general manager, and then we had two administrative assistants, and that was it.
Wow.
And it's a lot different. The game's changed, and I'm sure it'll continue to evolve.
You have, with San Diego, you just mentioned this, they had established a working agreement with them, with Hokkaido, many years ago, 2007, when you were the international scouting director. How did that relationship begin? Were you the guy that put everybody together?
I helped put together the deal, but I got to know Yoshi Yoshimura actually when I was in Detroit. He was working in a league office in Japan. He came over to visit. I was very impressed with his intelligence and his desire to learn about Major League Baseball, and I actually hired him in Detroit to try to help us get an early leg up on Japan. And I've worked with him, and now I'm going to work for him. So it should be interesting. But again, quality people that have had success, and I look forward to hopefully helping him continue to have success.
Randy Smith with us for another couple moments. And last year, they held a portion of their spring training at the Padres camp in Arizona.
Yeah, and the Fighters will do that again this year. I think they report, in late January, like the 28th or so. The stay will only be a couple weeks this year because of the WBC. I think everybody's, moving on a lot quicker. But, to be out here, it gives all the other teams a chance to come out and see Ohtani throw and hit here in Arizona, which makes it a little easier for them to lay eyes on him instead of everybody traveling to Japan. But and it gives me a chance to see all the players and to get to know things a little bit better before we kick off and start working hard during the year.
And you'll advise the Fighters on all aspects of their baseball operation, not just the acquisition of foreign players.
Well, I think that's the thing that's attracted me about this job is the job description is somewhat fluid. Be evaluations, promoting the Fighters' relationships with major league clubs, just using my experience to assist in any area that I can. Like I said, it's going to be a fun, exciting challenge, and I'm anxious to get started.
Will you be in Japan often?
I will definitely go over there. I mean, I think it just depends on what's going on and what needs to be done as to how much time I actually spend in Japan. But I look forward to that. I've always enjoyed going to Japan. I love the culture. I like watching games there. It's just, like all of us, we like watching games anywhere, but just watch them in different cultures, different environments, and how they play the game. It's always a little bit, everybody plays it a little bit differently.
And I'm sure you like to fly.
I better.
You're going to get a lot of frequent flyer miles.
That goes with the territory. I think getting on a plane is probably nobody's favorite thing to do these days. But it's certainly once you get there, it's worthwhile.
Did you hear that Bobby Valentine was up as a possible appointee by the Trump administration to be our country's ambassador to Japan? Did you hear that?
I had not heard that.
Yeah,
I had not heard that. Bobby's huge in Japan.
He's like Springsteen in Japan.
He's unbelievable. I actually spent some time with him when he was managing over there. I went over there a couple of different times, spent some time with him. He's always interesting to talk to, and just the following he had was incredible.
It is incredible. He is incredibly popular there. Would ride his bicycle to the ballpark and became the first American to ever win a championship over there. And last thing before you go, your father is the great Tal Smith, and they are taking down Tal's Hill in Houston over this offseason. I'm saddened by that, Randy.
So am I, quite frankly. I think it was... obviously, a little biased, but my dad's been involved in Houston baseball for a long time. It's a shame to see it going away. It kind of made their ballpark unique. I mean, if you saw it, you recognized and knew exactly what ballpark it was. But, they've got things they're going to do there. I respect Reed Ryan and the organization. So, good for them and best of luck. I mean, it's a shame to see it go, but hopefully they'll figure out some way to hopefully remember my father's contributions to that franchise.
I'm sure they're unforgettable. Do you like sushi?
I do. I do. I love. I actually love the food in Japan. It's I do look forward to that. And as I said earlier, it's an exciting time. I'm to be doing something different and to be with a quality organization. It's been a nice been a nice place to end up.
That's wonderful. Randy, I can't thank you enough for your time. Happy New Year to you. All best wishes in this new endeavor of yours. I'm sure it's going to be, as you say, very exciting.
Well, Ed, I appreciate it. It's always good talking to you, and thanks for having me on.
So that'll do it for Randy Smith and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.